Hallelujah. We all desire His glory to fall.
Yes, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated in His presence. Thank you, Deacon Jock and Sister Deaconess Debbie for that selection. Offering unto the Lord. Praise His name.
Praise Him.
We thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Shakarandari ishi korababashe. Korandari ishi korababashe. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Shokorandari ishi korababa. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. When the glory falls, the flesh desists in its maneuvering. In other words, the flesh stops moving around, allows the glory to take over. When the glory falls, God is worshiped. God is praised when the glory falls. As a matter of fact, simultaneously, when the glory falls, we fall. Hallelujah, praise. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God didn't call me to be conventional now. He has enough conventional preachers. Hallelujah. I'm somewhat iconoclastic, meaning I go against the grain a little bit. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, bless your holy name. And I heard some allusion to the children and praying for the children, and a young girl, a little girl, stood up and worshiped the Lord. Amen today. We've been going over that a little bit in Bible study. Amen, about the children and how they need to be taught. And we need to exemplify what we want to see in them. Amen, praise. His holy name. Oftentimes we want the children to live more passionately for the Lord than we do. Oh, I lost all the amen, but I'm going to keep on preaching anyway. Praise His holy name. But they're going to model what they see. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Ultimately, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise His name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank God for the praise team today.
Yes. Amen.
The Lord is blessing them on a consistent basis, and we thank God for that. Hallelujah. When they broke out, you are the air. And the Lord was just putting in my spirit that he was in the air. Y'all don't hear me. He had just brought to my attention that he was permeating the very air we breathe. Yeah, ba-ba-ba, shokorandiri, ishikarababashi. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. David said, whither can I flee from the presence of God? Go to heaven, he's there. I make my bed in hell, and he's there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Now, wait a minute. I waited 10 weeks. Y'all gonna wait a little while for me today. Praise his holy name. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Amen. God is good and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Thank you, Lord. You know, I thank God for the pastors today, and pastors have been nothing except supportive, and we thank God for them.
Amen.
On a continual basis, they've been supportive, and Pastor Michael praying on Wednesdays Sister Sheila said, for the leadership and his prayers on a continual basis, at least for the leadership, and we thank God that he includes us in the prayers. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Now, I asked to miss a month from preaching because I know everybody is not necessarily enthusiastic about every style. But so I in a knee-jerk reaction, I said, well, just give me a month off. Amen. But I say, be careful what you ask for. Didn't know it was going to be 10 weeks now. Hallelujah, but I asked for it. Amen. And for a preacher who desires to preach 10 weeks is a long. Now, Pastor Mike, I know you can concur with me on that. That's a long time not to preach. But God is good. I just want to explain a little bit that was on the internet because I was able to listen to some preaching during this time, and they said that the title was that a pastor shocks the people. And so I look at the video or the clip, if you will, and it's an European gentleman, and he's an elderly gentleman, and he's speaking at a pastor's conference. Amen. And he starts by saying something like this. He says, many of you pastors, and I heard some of you today, he said, are saying that preaching and teaching are the same thing. He said, and if you're going to hold to that, then I'm not going to argue with you. If you want to be stupid, stay stupid. That's what he said. But he said, that's not true. He says, teaching is to inform you. Amen. But preaching is to move you. Y'all don't hear me today. God, help me. I already have preached. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Teaching is to inform you, to instill, to inculcate stuff, posit stuff within you. But preaching, y'all don't have to like me, it's supposed to move. To move you. Came by to preach today. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. And he said something like this. He said, doesn't the Bible say my word is not my word like a rock, like a hammer that breaketh forth the rocks or rock into pieces? Is my word not like a fire that consumes? Is not my word like a two-edged sword, cutting and dividing? He said, well, if nobody's being broken to pieces, and if no fire's being kindled, or y'all don't have to like me, and if nobody's been pierced asunder, he said it might be because the word's not being preached. Amen. And I thank God for the preaching and the teaching here. Yeah. Even though this is, and I said it before, mostly a teaching church. But God called me to preach. Now I can teach a little bit, come on Monday nights, but I'm more of a preacher. Oh, y'all don't have to like me. Word ought to break the rock into pieces. Word ought to set somebody's soul on fire. The word ought to pierce you. Not placate you, pacify you all the time, give you more information that you're already not using. Sister Sheila alluded to it. You're not chewing it and digesting it, so you just get more and more information, no application. Amen. Hallelujah. So that might distinguish me from others, is that mostly others are teachers, but I tend to preach. Oh God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. How can they hear without a preacher? And how can he or she preach except he or she be sent? Amen. A lot of them went. And I say it again, but they were never sent. You better know you were sent. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Now when it pauses, that means I need to stay there. That's all it is to me. It's an intimation, indication that I need to stay right there. Amen. But God ought to send you. Amen. Because you're going to need the anointing on your life when you go out there. Amen. Or come out here. Amen. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Now, they ain't surprised on Monday. They know I've been chomping at the bits. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. See, I've been getting it in on Monday. I might not. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. And we're going to turn to the scripture in a minute. Praise God. But God is good and he's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. And teaching is necessary. Preaching is necessary. But we need both. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to the scripture a minute. Hallelujah. Scriptures. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Let's go to Luke 19:5-10. Amen. Praise God. Luke 19, verses 5 through 10, and says, "And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, This day is salvation come to this house. For as much as he also is a son of Abraham." This is a verse we want to focus on. One of them is that, "For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which was lost."
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise God. Second Chronicles would be our next scripture, will be our next scripture. Second Chronicles 16:9. Whew. Bless his holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You ought to like this one. Second Chronicles 16:9 reads thusly, "For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect toward him." Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then John 4:19-24, and I'm not sure we'll get to that today, but if we do, hallelujah. John 4, I mean, get to explaining it, we'll read it. John 4:19-24. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. John 4:19-24, I believe Minister Tammy went over some of this a couple of weeks ago, but John 4:19-24, St. John, it says, the woman said unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Our father worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father seeketh such to worship him. God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. From those scriptures, we like to give a title today. God is looking for you. I said, God is, if you meet the criteria, if you are in one of these categories that I alluded to, then God is, my God, he's looking for you. Now, I know my compeers, my fellow ministers might say, well, why is God looking for you? Doesn't he see everything? Well, because the scripture says so. Hallelujah. It says the eyes of the Lord. Oh, y'all don't like me. And see, we've got to let scripture interpret itself. I'm going to tell God what to say. The word says so. That's why. Hallelujah. I know you erudite, meaning you learned and all of that, but I'm going with the word. Amen. God is looking for you if you are in either of these categories. Now, I'm going to see how much audience or congregational participation I can get. Amen. Let's see how on one accord we are. All I need is when I point to this side for you to say, who, me? And when I go here, you say, yes, you. Who, me? Yes, you. God is looking for you.
Who, me? Yes, you.
Got it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But think about it, church. The God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, he is looking for you. I didn't say the president. I didn't say the mayor. I didn't say some great dignitary was looking for you, but the God of the universe. He is looking for you. Yes, you. Amen. You got it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, God is looking for you. So with Zacchaeus and Luke, the Gospel of Luke, Zacchaeus is a tax collector. Praise God. And this is when God said, Jesus said he came to seek and to save that which was lost. Amen. Zacchaeus is a tax collector. As a matter of fact, the Bible says at the beginning of that chapter that he is the chief tax collector. And tax collectors were hated by the Jews because they were supposed to be their brethren, but instead of looking out for them, when they collected taxes for Caesar, they also could collect whatever amount they wanted for themselves. So they literally taxed the people. They would collect for Caesar, and then they would say, well, give me more for myself. Sellouts, if you will. Hurting the brethren. So they were, again, egregious to the society. They didn't like them at all. And Jesus has the unmitigated gall, the audacity, to go to Zacchaeus' house. The worst sinner, if you will. Oh, God. In town. But aren't you glad that God will go to the worst sinner's house? The chief sinner. Hallelujah. Because he recognizes that if he can get him or her, he certainly can get anybody else. And he wants them to know that if he can save them, he certainly can save anybody that's on a lesser level. Song used to say something. They used to say something in church. If he has to reach way down. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus will pick you up.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
And so I came by to tell somebody, doesn't matter how bad your sin, how flagitious or opprobrious you think your sinning is, and if you walk in, the church is going to fall. No, the devil is a liar. It's still standing, and some of us walked in here. And if it still stands for us, it'll stand for you. Oh, he's seeking to save that which is lost. So if you're lost today, no matter what you're into, got a word for you. God is. He's looking for you. Aren't you glad? That when you were out there dancing, I know none of y'all never danced. Aren't you glad that when you were out there clubbing, I know some of y'all still, but aren't you glad that despite all that, God was looking for you. Hallelujah. Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Doing the electric slide, but he was, I'm going back, I know, but he was looking. He was looking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And if you're still involved and embroiled in some type of sin, you came to the right place this morning because God is looking for you. He came to seek and to save, to look for that which was lost. Now, I do believe God has to do something, though, on the other end. Amen. The Bible said no man can come to Jesus unless the Father draws him. So it seems to me that God was working on Zacchaeus' life as well, because when Jesus was looking for Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus was looking for him. You heard about Jesus say he climbed up in a sycamore tree. Because he wanted to see Jesus. He didn't use his height as an excuse as to why he couldn't see him, because the Bible says he was diminutive, meaning he was short, if you will. But he said, today I'm going to see Jesus. Not knowing that though he was looking for God, God was looking for him. And when the two met, he said, Jesus said, today I'm going to be with you in your house. Yes, you praise God. He's looking for you. Oh, God, I got to get off of this. Despite your liking vodka, I ain't looking for no amens. Straight on with a chaser. God is looking for you. Whether you like bourbon or Roman Coke. Oh, we ain't supposed to talk about that in church. They just do it. But God is looking for you. He wants to put a praise on your lips and a worship in your hands. God is. I said, he's looking for you. He came to seek. He's looking for those who are lost, who will capitulate or yield to him. Now notice what Zacchaeus did. When God started talking, Jesus didn't even preach to him. Just went in the house. And Zacchaeus started to repent. He said, Lord, if I'm defrauding anybody, give them back four times. Hallelujah. I give half of what I have to the poor. And listen to what Jesus said. He said, Zacchaeus, today salvation has come to your house. Aren't you glad that you have a salvation story that one day when you were lost, you knew he died on the cross, and salvation walked in your house. Hallelujah. Yeah. We were sinners too, but salvation found us, and the things we used to do. My God. Woo. Put clapping in my hands and running in my feet and his glory all over me. Because he came to seek and to save that which is lost, or one who was lost. Aren't you glad? Couldn't talk about Zacchaeus anymore. He was saved. He was delivered now. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, I got to move. But they call him a tax collector. But they needed to put holy on it now. They call him a tax collector. But they needed to add deliver now. Look at Zacchaeus. That holy ghost filled tax collector who's been delivered by Jesus. I'm ready to move. But isn't it curious? You know what he could retort or respond, how he could respond to those folk? Those hoity-toity folk that were disparaging of him. After he met Jesus and he came, Jesus came to his house. You know how I would respond? Well, he ain't come to yours. Oh, God, help me. You are holy, but whose house did he come to? God, help me, Holy Ghost. Amen. I might be all of that, but he chose me. He came to my house. Jesus. Because he came to seek and save that which was lost. He was looking for the sinner. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Yeah, matter of fact, do me, if you have an address, didn't mean to do this, but just give me the numbers. Somebody put out your number. Just say your number. Yeah, he came to that address. Hallelujah. He came to your house. 24/73, he came to my house. And I'm glad about it because he was looking for me. This is an aside, but the reason I got up this morning was because he was looking for me. Even when the devil didn't want me to get up, he couldn't do me any harm because the Lord had come to my house and say he's got to get to church this morning. Aren't you glad that he came to seek? And he's looking for you. If you're lost. Hallelujah. But then Chronicles tells me, gives me another group of folk that he's looking for, or for whom he's looking. Amen. Praise God. Those whose hearts are perfect towards him. Another word for perfect is complete. In other words, you don't put anything before the Lord. Amen. Pastor talked about that. We can't put anything before the Lord. Hallelujah. The eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the entire earth, looking to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards him. The reason many of us never see him show off. Let me preach here. It's because our hearts are divided. See, the qualifier here is that our hearts have to be perfect towards him. That's the condition. Hallelujah. You got to say, if mama don't go, or y'all don't like me, if daddy don't go, if sister won't go, and if brother won't go, I will serve the Lord. Oh, God, help me, Holy Ghost. Love your mama, love your daddy, but you can't do me like the Lord. Hallelujah. And I wonder this morning, is your heart perfect towards God? You know, we talked about it on Monday, but one of the things, I said, well, Lord, one of the things that keep people back sometimes is their love for family. I know it's going to get quiet, but I'm going to preach anyway. Hallelujah. And he said to me, and I said, that doesn't exclude God's miracle church because that's a family loving church. And what God said to me, he said, well, nothing wrong with them loving their family. Tell them that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with, I gave them their families. Nothing wrong with having love for your family. He said, but the only thing I need is to tell them they need to love their family, but they need to love me more. Yeah. You can love family, but don't love family more than God. If so, your heart's not perfect towards him. You've got an idol that's separating you from God. The pastor talked about leaving your first love. Amen. Praise his holy name. But when your heart is perfect towards him, he says his eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking to show himself strong on your behalf. He's looking for those whose hearts. He's looking for you if your heart perfect towards him. Now, just a little background. Asa was king at this time of Judah. He was the third king of Judah. God had delivered King Asa from a million-man enemy army. But yet, when Asa got in trouble a few years later, Asa went to the king of Syria for help. And that's what precipitated this response or this quote or this scripture. A seer comes to Asa to tell him this. That why are you looking for help from others when I've already shown you what I can do? Oh, God, help me. Don't you know my eyes are running? And I broke that down, looked at it a little bit, and you know what theologians say? His eyes are literally running. Oh, y'all don't like me. Not just goodness and mercy running after me, but his eyes. Woo! Are running to and fro throughout the whole earth looking to show himself strong on those whose hearts are perfect towards him. If your heart is perfect towards him, then God is looking for you. He's looking to show off. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I said he's looking to show off on your behalf. Because your heart is perfect towards him. That's why he showed up for Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the fire. His eyes saw them in the fire. Said, I got to get down there and walk with them through it. Because I got to show myself strong on those whose hearts are perfect towards me. That's why the lion couldn't do Daniel any harm. Because his heart was perfect towards God. And God said, I'll show up and shut the mouth of the lion because I'm just looking for an opportunity to show myself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards me. He's looking for you. I wonder today. Yeah, is your heart perfect towards him? Because there's nothing he won't do for you. That means he won't allow trials to come. Matter of fact, he will. He'll allow a Red Sea to come so he can split it wide open. God, help me. I feel the Holy Ghost. God, help me. Ah! Great God Almighty, he'll allow sickness to come so he can heal it from the top of the head to the soul. So you can say, Jehovah Rapha, my healer. Great God Almighty, won't he do it? He may not come. When Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. He's looking for you. If your heart's perfect towards him, doesn't matter that your back is up against the wall. He said, I made the wall. Say yeah if you understand what I'm talking about, that God is looking for you to show off on your behalf. If I never had a problem, never know God could solve them, never know what faith in God could do. But I'm so glad that if my heart's perfect towards him, even in my problem, he shows up and he shows out. Is there anybody here that can testify that when your back was up against the wall, he stepped in right on time? God help me, Holy Ghost. Yes, Lord. Healed me when I was sick. Delivered me when I was bound. Made a way out of no way. I said he's looking for you. If your heart's perfect towards him, to show himself strong on your behalf. That's why we have testimonies here of cancer being healed. Because God, Lord, I feel him here, was looking for you. That's why we have testimonies here of folk that didn't have any lodging, any place to sleep, but somehow, some way, God made a way. Won't he do it? He'll show up and show out on your behalf. Give him praise. Why did you survive? Come on now. Why did you make it? And others did not. It's because God was looking for you. Hallelujah. Because you trusted in him. And he made a way out of no way. Didn't he do it? My God, I feel you here. Ooh, my God. Hallelujah. 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 Praise his holy name. Some of y'all ought to be in Tucker's. But when you couldn't take anymore, God was looking for you. He said, I'm not going to let you lose your mind. I'm going to step in. God, help me, you Holy Ghost. I feel you, Lord. Don't believe the lie of the devil that God doesn't love you because you go through stuff. No, if your heart's perfect towards him, he allows it so he can show off on your behalf. Anybody believe me today that God is looking to show himself strong on your behalf? Matter of fact, he's looking for an opportunity to do it. And as I begin to close, I want you to understand something. If we always work it out, we don't give God opportunity to work it out. Oh, Lord, help me. Let's start with this. Sometimes for that headache, I'm going to start on a small level, micro level. Maybe you don't need to take a Tylenol, or y'all don't like me. Maybe you start there and say, God, be my Tylenol. Because how you ever going to know whether God can heal a headache if you don't give him a chance to do it? But I'm a witness. He'll not only heal a headache, but he'll heal cancer. He'll heal heart disease. He'll heal high blood pressure. If you trust and only believe. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Yeah. Without the AFib machine, you know. God said, I'll resuscitate. Come on now. Say yes. I said, he'll heal you. When you're sick. And he'll deliver you when you're down. If your heart's perfect towards him, he's looking for you. Say yeah. And sometimes God will let you get in financial distress, if you will, or distress. Sister Tammy hit it. Because how you ever going to know that he's a way maker, promise keeper, hallelujah, light in the darkness. If you don't allow him to make a way. Hallelujah. But I wonder today, do I have anybody, hallelujah, to trust him because your heart is perfect towards him. Hallelujah. That he's going to show up and show off on your behalf. My God, hallelujah. Say yeah. God, I feel this thing. Hallelujah. God said your situation might be fetid. Okay, let me break that down. Might have a foul odor. But he said, so did Lazarus. Y'all don't hear me. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Great God Almighty. And he said the same way I called him forth. I can call that thing forth out of your life and you can be delivered in the name of Jesus. God, I feel the Holy Ghost. Say yes. God, help me, Holy Ghost. I said he's looking for you. If your heart's perfect towards him, I'm finishing. See, the devil wants the church to be religious. To exist in a quiet bubble. While the devil's raising Cain, I'm being nice. Hallelujah. But let's come to church and not disturb anything. And let's say a few liturgical prayers and go home. The devil is alive. I came by to tell you who the Son sets free is free indeed. Praise his holy name. God, help me, Holy Ghost. Say yes! If your heart's perfect towards him, his eyes running to and fro throughout the whole, just looking to show himself strong on your behalf. All right, I'm going to do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Deacon John. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Somebody paying attention. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm not going to get to the last point. Except to touch on it. Well, I'm not even going there. Father, we thank you. Praise his holy name. Abba shakora babashi. Shakorandereshi. Korababababashi. Shakorandereshi. Shakorabababashi. Shakorandereshi. Yeah. Hallelujah. He's looking for you to show up and show off. Show himself strong on your behalf. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Somebody said, well, God doesn't see me when I'm crying. I see somebody in the dark crying. God said, yeah, weeping may. Then he said, endure for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Say yeah. He's looking for you. That's right. You, the one that's weeping. Because he wants to show up and show out on your behalf. My God, I got to finish. And I believe that God's miracle church, God is looking for you. Amen. His eyes is gazing upon us because he wants to show up and show himself strong on our behalf. Is there anybody here that sense that God wants to show up and move on the behalf of God's miracle church? That's why they're trickling in now. God is moving. That's why the fellowship hall is finished. God is moving. God is working it out. Pastor. Yeah, that's why everything Satan sent, he meant it for evil. But God is now going to use it for good. All the setbacks, all the tears, all the headaches, all the hobbling and not being able to make it. God said, I'm going to use it for my glory. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God is looking for you if you're lost. God is looking for you if your heart is perfect towards him. Amen. I'm not talking about what I think. I'm talking about what I know. I say, God, you led me to bless somebody, so I just expect a blessing. Not that I do it for that. I do it because you tell me to. So I just go to the mailbox, and there it is. Amen. I say that's going to happen all the time. But what you need, my God, God, but my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. He's looking to do it. He just needs somebody to trust him. And have faith in him. And have a heart who's perfect. That's perfect towards him. Thank you, Lord. Praise his name. Let us pray. Father, we thank you. Shikarandere shikora ba 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 she. Sharandere shikorandere shi. Kora ba 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 shikarandere shi. O ba 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 shikorandere shi. Shakarandere shi. O ba 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 shikorandere shi. Thank you, Lord. You said it's a good, your good pleasure to give good gifts to your children. Amen, Father, we thank you. And we don't serve you for stuff. But just because we serve you, you said you want to show yourself strong on our behalf. If there, with every head bowed and every eye closed, if there's anybody here that needs God to show himself strong on your behalf, just lift up your hand and say, pray for me, Pastor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, hallelujah. I'm going to give you a minute. I'm going to give you a minute. Now, will you have the audacity to just come up to the altar and let me pray for you today in Jesus' name? You need God to show himself. Hallelujah.